Thanks, Jim, for that lovely introduction, which I wrote myself. Remind me to edit it, it's a bit long. Psalm to the Orphans. Growing up in the promised land, I had reason to believe from small things, big things one day come. This land of hopes and dreams said, dream, baby, dream. Magic seeds fire with every wish you wish, and high hopes fevered my American skin. My book of dreams. I would be the one born to run across the border to the King's Highway, the chosen unsatisfied heart to find all that heaven will allow, to bring the rising of one love to American land. Now my book of dreams and glory days are worlds apart. Phantoms of the ghost of departed dreams block out the light of day. I'm a dead man fading a slow fade on the edge of the world, and I wish I were blind to life itself. And life itself, out of work, 57 channels and nothing on, and all that I'm thinking about is the ballad of a self-loading pistol. Boom, 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 out on the street, another shackled and drawn nowhere man fades away under empty skies, counting on a miracle, a big paycheck from an easy money factory. He's one step up from the innocent brothers under the bridge whose high hopes are gone, gone, gone. Further on up the road, a mansion on the hill is living proof that it's all or nothing at all. There's the man at the top, the local hero, and the word of the prodigal son. You can look, but you better not touch. I'm looking after number one. Determination is the price you pay for better days. Surprise, surprise. This life, this land has two hearts, two faces. The promised paradise and the broken-hearted. A roll of the dice, you're out on the street. A roll of the dice, you're a fortunate son, a roll of the dice, you're a lucky man in a lucky town, a roll of the dice, you're missing, and no one knows. A roll of the dice, that's what you get in the promised land. So I turn, 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 because deep down in the vaults, a soul drive with eyes on the prize is always working on a dream. Yes, deep down in the vaults, chimes of freedom pick me up, say, come on, son. Get up. This land is your land. This land is your land. This land is your land. And I'll stand by you always. So that's the poem that opens the brand new collection, hot off the presses just yesterday evening. The collection is called Found for a number of reasons, but one of them is that I predominantly write poetry using song titles. That piece I just did was written using song titles of Bruce Springsteen, so it's a form of found poetry. The collection is broken into four sections. The first section is Revolution, which, as I said, that one opens. The second section is about love. There's a section about mental health, and there's a miscellaneous section that I call Have to Get You In, or Got to Get You In. Mm-hmm. This next piece I'm going to do, I want to dedicate to all our Ukrainian friends. I'm so glad I wore the jacket, actually, because the previous guest had a costume as well with a helmet. I did get this jacket specifically for tonight. It's not mine. I don't think I'll wear it again. Not that I don't think it's fetching, but I just thought it was appropriate for tonight. So the next poem I'm going to do is the poem that closes the Revolution section, and it's a poem that causes me an awful lot of psychological angst for a number of reasons. And if I told you all about the psychological angst, it would be the last poem I'd read tonight, so I won't tell you all about it. But I will tell you that the main source of psychological angst is it makes me feel like Bono. And who wants to be fucking Bono? A narcissistic human being with a messiah complex. And the reason it makes me feel like Bono is that it was written about the centenary for the 1916 Rising. And I realized after I wrote that it can be read or heard as a Republican poem, but that's not how I wrote it. I wrote it as the piece that imagines what's going through a man's mind when he gets out of bed to go to fight for his country on the morning of the Easter Rising. I know women went to fight as well, but the poem is written from a male perspective. And I realized that if I started saying to people, this is not a rebel poem, I'd be like fucking Bono introducing Sunday Bloody Sunday. So I put the poem away for a couple of years, but I dragged it back out again. So this is Restless Farewell. Goodbye, my darling asleep. Goodbye, my little son. I'm off to Dublin, the green for Ireland. My Ireland. I know, my love. This is the day a lament for the lost and right of man will breeze from Clare to hear. I know, my love, this is the day that Derriere and Dingle Bay hear the call of bold Fenian men, James Larkin, Padraig Pearse, and that the answer, from sweet Tralee to Skibbereen, where the sun and a soldier song is rising, will be wrapped a green flag around me, boys, and we shall overcome. So blow, ye winds, a dream of liberty. Blow, ye winds, a Celtic symphony. And over Ireland all, let the people sing. Rebellion, freedom, go home, you British soldiers. You'll never beat the Irish. And blow, ye winds, of providence to protect. So at our journey's end, when the boys come rolling home, or the women of Ireland see a soldier return, not a bunch of red roses on holy ground, and bagpipe music at a grave. Marked here lies a soldier. And blow, ye winds of providence to protect. So at our journey's end, every soldier's son can hug the old man and know once more love's old sweet son. And blow, ye winds of providence to protect for the working man in Belfast and the boys of Fair Hill, who remembering the flight of the earls and the great hunger will win freedom from the big, strong man. I know, my love, in Belfast and Botany Bay, Irish eyes are smiling, for this is the day that the foggy dew in the valleys of Knockanore and the gay Galty mountains sing a song for Ireland. My Ireland, I know, my love, this is the day that Waterford boys and Galway girls, wearing the green for Ireland, march to freedom. Yes, my darling asleep. Yes, my little son. This is the day. So goodbye, Irene. Goodbye, lovely Johnny. I'm off to Dublin with James Connolly and Michael Collins to say farewell to an Ireland unfree. So I'm just going to read one from the love section. I mean, the love section is a little complicated because love has lots of different ways of affecting us, but I want to read this one specifically for Paul Casey, who has been a champion of so many of us, and including me, and runs an amazing night here, and was incredibly helpful when I was putting this collection together as well. So this one is called Ruby Dear. It's actually part of a suite of poems, three poems, the first one that actually didn't make it to the collection, that I wrote when I was in the middle of a breakup. The first one was called I Still Miss Someone. This is called Ruby Dear. And the last one was called When I Gave Up on You Was the Best Day Ever. But this is the one in the middle. This is Ruby Dear. Ruby Dear, the police, the dream police are speaking in tongues about the exquisite whiteness of eggs hanging upside down beneath a cloud of light memories that whisper about a carefree secret life in a perfect world a million miles away from the overload of our city's glass, concrete and stone, where animals murmur, this must be the place. Angels play a naive melody on every drop of rain burnt by the soft seduction of sunshine. Ecstasy drugs people like us until the inexorable burden of the word is nothing at all, and a new feeling akin to falling speechless through the cracks of optimistic warm sheets on an infinite wave, on an infinite love wave, names you and I as creatures of love on golden plates at the gates of paradise. So I'm going to do two pieces from the mind game stroke mental health section of the poem. I've had a long journey, experience, battle, whatever you want to call it, with mental health. It's been an incredible gift in the end. But there are times when it doesn't feel like this. So I'm going to do two pieces, and I'm going to do it to a backing track. Big shout out to Dave O'Connell, Dave the Bunker O'Connell, who put the backing track together. It's a morphing of Joy Division's Atmosphere, which is one of my favourite songs. The first piece was written using Joy Division song titles, and the second one was written using Depeche Mode song titles. I suppose trigger warning, it's a tad dark. Thank you. isolation, in a lonely place, and the eternal incubation of failures is no good for me. Something must break this isolation, the fractured atmosphere that boxes these days. Something must break the eternal incubation of failures, this 24-hour atrocity exhibition, this wilderness of heart and soul. Something must break. I'm living in an ice age where dead souls pass over decades of disorder until I remember nothing, no love, no chance, no insight. Something must draw me back to the sound of music, pleasures, an ideal for living. Something must break the colony of shadows, playing permanent auto-suggestion transmissions of the kill ceremony. Something must draw me closer to a new dawn, a means to an end. Something must draw me within sight of substance, or something will fade until totally still. Isolation, in a lonely place, and the eternal incubation of failures is no good for me. The truth is, tonight a dark trance spent the night. The truth is, this happens all the time to broken, damaged people. The truth is, I am broken, damaged, fractured. The truth is, it's no good being broken, damaged, fractured. The truth is, broken, damaged people feel free love is strange love. The truth is, broken, damaged people are always fools to fragile tension. The truth is, broken, damaged people rush to pain. The truth is, broken, damaged people surrender to addiction, fall into the abyss. The truth is, for broken, damaged people, choosing the dark road is the price of love. The truth is, choosing the dark road is a pain that I'm used to and suffer well. The truth is, broken, damaged, fractured people always, always rebirth stories of old. The truth is, in a world full of nothing, scared, sacred shame soothes my soul. The truth is, addiction tears you apart. The truth is, sometimes, in the dead of night, I wish I were dead. The truth is, I will promise you, I will hold on. The truth is, the child inside is miles away, gone, lost. The truth is, all I ever wanted was to shake the disease. The truth is, I just can't get enough of endless excess and compulsion. The truth is, pain stripped my joy. The truth is, pain shouldn't have done that. The truth is, one light, one sun can light my caress. The truth is, the future starts here. The truth is, when turning away from condemnation, I feel love. The truth is, I promise you, I will just try. The truth is, the great outdoors soothes my soul. The truth is, better days remotivate me. The truth is, I'm in control. The truth is, nothing is impossible. The truth is, I like that insight. The truth is, I am human. And the truth is, I am you.
Thank you.
It was a panic moment in the middle of that, I can tell you. I thought the poem was gone. Thank God I had the notes with me. I've got just one more. So there's a whole load of things have gone on for me. I started writing when I was living with depression but didn't know it. with hindsight, I know that that creative process of starting to write was my internal self-screaming at me to start dealing with whatever was going on for me, which obviously now I know was depression. And creativity has been an absolutely massive part of me getting well and remaining well. Not that I'm well all the time. I think for most people with a mental health situation, it kind of, you know, it'll always come and go. But from writing, my creativity has gone into loads and loads and loads of different spaces. And one of the things I love about the creative space in Cork and in Ireland, and particularly here in Neo Vale, is that people are so giving of their time when you ask them to collaborate with you or to get involved in something. And that's been hugely important for me. Fergus Costello was here. I wouldn't be a visual artist, and that's a nice term. Fergus wasn't a friend of mine. And my creativity has gone into different places. This last piece that I'm going to do, I'm going to work with Megan Ali McGuire. She's going to come up and she's going to sing along. We collaborated on this piece. She put music and a melody to it, and she does the melody because I can't sing. You don't want to hear me fucking sing. I can't whistle in tune, never mind sing in tune. So, I mean, look, the books are here. There's definitely one for everybody in the audience. Do you know what I mean?
Like model,
and I'm just going to show you. So so because I'm such a music fan and my work is influenced by and derived from music, it's gone into all these lovely places. So I'm now in the place where I'm designing record sleeves for the poems that I write. So this one is The Eels. This is where the poem that the last poem is going to be by one of my favorite bands, absolutely amazing. This one is called Made for Hot and Cold. Stand Up Creations presents Hot and Cold, an Eels juxtaposition, double A-side, 12-inch. So, and there's a quote on the back of which I love. Try me weirdo in some ways. This is not my quote. I know you think it is on that line, but it isn't. It's from Mark Oliver Everett, the lead singer of the Eels. Sure, I'm a weirdo in some ways. I hide in my house a lot, autobiographical. But all things considered, it could be a lot worse, and it fucking could be. So inside then is a piece of vinyl with the two poems. This one, this side was a really dark poem. This is the poem that I'm going to finish with, that Megan is going to sing along with. And this was an interesting process for me because I'd learned not long beforehand that despite the fact I'm using other people's work as the into my work, I can actually make a decision on what I want to write about. That last piece, The Policy of Truth, was a very good example of that. And the Eels have a reputation of being a real negative, downtrodden, depressing band. And they are, but they're also amazingly upbeat in different places. So I went into the piece thinking, what if I could write something really positive? And this is what came out. And it's called In Gratitude for This Magnificent Day. I do so many things to keep me well, and gratitude is one of them. And so it's a very personal poem because I will go to bed tonight and I will write down a list of things that I'm grateful for. One of them is the fact that I'm here tonight and you guys have decided to turn up and spend your time with me, and for reasons best known to yourself, allow my words to infiltrate your ears and consciousness. So Megan the sing. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for once again, Paul, for tonight. Whenever you're ready.
What a day, what a day, what a day. The sky fell into a parade. On the blue skies, a cloud in my way, watch it dance.
I'm a hummingbird, I'm feeling so good, living in with the misfits. Useless trinkets, tattoo loveless, the rusty pipes in our cathedral. In the yard, behind the church, a Jehovah Witness prays into God's silence for a good deed. While a pretty strawberry blonde ballerina with eyes down dreams about being a true original. And an altar boy with a fly swatter, fingertips a daisy looking up through concrete at sky writing that says, oh, what a beautiful morning.
What a day, what a day, what a day. The clouds fell into a parade. On the blue skies, on the blue skies, not a cloud in my way. I watch it dance, I watch it dance, I watch it dance.
There's something strange about an altar boy with a fly swatter, but I like the way this is going. So when an oh-so-lovely lilac breeze flowers and animals answer bone-dry apples that blink like shining lights. A kindred spirit, maybe, tips longing that feels like the beginning of I can't help falling in love into this town, and an overture filled with all the things I have to offer, my sad raincoat, a $200 tattoo, the mistakes of my youth, sore like a swallow in the sun singing, hey man, now you're really living.
What a day, what a day, what a day. The clouds fell into a parade. On the blue skies, not a cloud in my way. I watch it dance, I watch it dance, I watch it dance.
I know today is the day that estranged friends man up and bow out of the quandary. The last time we met, you were so unpleasant. Man, where I'm at is an epiphany, and the only thing I care about is living, the mystery of life. So at dusk, I am building a shrine to this wonderful, glorious and magic world. Because these are the things the grandchildren should know.
What a day, what a day, what a day. The clouds fell into a parade. On the blue skies, on the blue skies, not a cloud in my way. I watch it dance, I watch it dance, I watch it dance. In gratitude for such magnificent thing.
In gratitude for this magnificent day, I am a hummingbird filled with longing that feels like the beginning of I can't help falling in love with all of these beautiful things.
What a day, what a day, what a day. The clouds fell into a parade. On the blue skies, on the blue skies, not a cloud in my way. I watch it dance, I watch it dance, I watch it dance. What a day.
So again, thank you for listening. I'm going to ask you to just sing just what a day, what a day, what a day. Megan will keep it going for as long as you make her keep it going. And thank you so much again. So, what a day, what a day, what a day, what a day. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Stan. What a wonderful reading. And thanks for being so generous with what you shared with us. And can we have a big round of applause for both of our guest poets, Dimitro and Stanley Knox. So we've got a list for the open mic night, and we're going to go on a little break now for